In January, the housing authority voted to sell the building and told the museum its lease would expire in 6 months. This set off community pressure and support for the preservation of the museum. Ray Arsenault, USF professor of history and Woodson Museum board member, said closer examination by the feds of key documents started the ball rolling.
A housing and urban development group came. They stated unequivocally that under the Hope 6 grant that created this, allowed us to have the museum.
The Woodson Museum board had difficulty just getting a copy of the Hope 6 grant. Arsenault thinks he knows why.
For the longest time, we couldn't even get a copy of the Hope 6 grant. So we didn't really know what latitude we had in terms of buying the building, selling the building. You know, it was just crazy that we were sort of being stonewalled, being told that, well, you can have the document, but it's going to cost you $500. So it was clear that someone didn't want us to see it, and because I think it had certain statements in it that were to our favor in terms of maintaining it as a museum, that it could not just be bought by somebody and turned into a restaurant or whatever.
The future of the current location of the Dr. Carter G. Woodson Museum, the only African-American museum in St. Petersburg, seems rosier. Terry Lipsey Scott, the museum's chair of the board, said the reality is the museum is still on the verge of eviction.
Now, they can still vacate us, and we do have a July 15th vacate date. But with the city coming forth now stating that they're interested in fact buying the property, we're requesting them to revisit the vote that was taken for a vacation date of July 15th. We're hopeful that the board will consider renewing or extending our lease agreement, but as to this day, it hasn't been suggested.
The Woodson Museum is located in the Deuces, a historically black neighborhood. It's one of the centerpieces of the St. Pete African American Heritage Trail. The trail crisscrosses 22nd Street South and 9th Avenue South and details African American historical buildings, people, and events within the neighborhood. Ray Arsenault, who's one of the expert historical advisors of the trail, said the building that houses the Woodson Museum has a rich and important history.
So they tore down the original Jordan Park housing project and rebuilt it. The only thing they left standing was this community center, which is a historic building in its own right. It was the staging ground for the sanitation worker strike of 1968, which was really the biggest event in the civil rights history of St. Petersburg.
A resolution to the museum crisis has not yet been finalized, and the mid-July vacate date still stands. For WMNF News, I'm Samuel Johnson in St. Petersburg.